You're listening to SBS News. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner June Oscar and her four predecessors, Mick Gooder, Dr. Tom Calmer, William Jonas and Professor Mick Dodson, have made a submission to the Joint Select Committee on Constitutional Recognition, offering a path to recognition of Indigenous people within 5 years. In it, they state successive governments have failed to act decisively on constitutional reform. Ms. Oscar has told National Indigenous Television the commissioners feel they must keep the issue in front of the government.
We remain focused on the issues that are important to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. And so people before us have maintained that commitment and interest in progressing this issue of constitutional reform, and we must do the same. We must maintain that we keep this issue on the radar of all parliamentarians and governments.
The submission lays down a four-step process that begins with a federal parliament commitment to achieve constitutional reform within 5 years.
5 years may seem a long time to some, may seem a short time to some people, but Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have been in this conversation on this issue for a lot longer, and I think we need to work within some very decent timeframes where there's commitments made for the action that needs to be taken.
Step two is a parliamentary motion requiring federal MPs and senators to put on the record their support or opposition to removing two so-called race provisions within the Constitution. It currently allows the states to disqualify people from voting on the basis of their race and allows laws to be made based upon a person's race. Professor Mick Dodson says Australia's constitution sets it apart from other nations.
And that's shameful that a modern democracy has that provision, those provisions in its constitution. Our constitution even allows for the possibility or the potential that the member states of the Federation can pass laws to ban people from voting on the basis of race.
The submission suggests a negotiation process between parliamentarians, the government, and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to finalise the working of constitutional recognition. It recommends a new Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Peoples Recognition Act to set out the framework for the participation of Indigenous people. The submission also calls for measures establishing a national voice, participating in accountability processes through Senate estimates, and the establishment of a Truth and Reconciliation Royal Commission. Last year, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull rejected the Referendum Council's proposal for an Indigenous voice to Parliament in the Constitution. He has said that the government does not believe such a radical change, as he terms it, to the Constitution's representative institutions has a chance to gain support. Greg Dyatt, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.